Blog Talk Radio.
Goodness gracious, I wish those days never had to go, but unfortunately, we are in the New World Order. Welcome to the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. Those of you who don't know the Bible very well, look at the first verses, Bible, Biblios. Okay, those, I love this world. Anyway, what a wonderful day it is. I mean, it is beautiful. We had a great weekend. Those of you up there in Hollywood, what a great time we had. Those of you visiting the MIA, enjoy this weather because it is wonderful. Also, special shout out to all the graduates out there. It takes a little bit of fortitude, stamina, and strength, mental strength, to just go through some of the rigorous foolishness that they have you do. But nonetheless, we are glad to have you in the mix. Y'all graduates of 2023, congratulations. Now, let's get the show on the road. Also, special shout out. Can y'all hear me good out there? That's crazy. With the last day on this computer will be put away in computer heaven as soon as a new one get here, which is on its way. Should have been here yesterday, but you know how Amazon work. Better have it today. I know that much. Now, what a wonderful, wonderful day in the neighborhood. I must get on Brother Tubbo's right quick. That's one of our family brothers. He didn't want to bet, but he mentioned that the Heat would not win another game. Because I sent out this thing about the NBA being a hoax. You know how we do on these programs. We bring it all. It could be a hoax for all I know, but I am going to gamble on some of the hoaxes. I would have won $100. Good thing you don't bet, man. That's all I can say. Good thing you don't bet. Because I knew the Heat would go with another game, but I didn't know it was going to be like that. But we are back in action now. We might as well make this a great program for everybody. Light, we're going to go light because it's going to get heavy because this, you know, I can't be for sure how long this computer. I got two screens up and a telephone just in case. Never have a cracked screen, everybody, on the touch screen. It will mess up. You, even if you get it fixed, it'll still have a mess up. Anyway, long story short, let's get it on. Special shout out to Miss Kim Weston. Unbelievable. Motown. I'm not going to say icon no more. I'm a living legacy. Because icons like you, iconomy. I don't want that word no more. We should take that out the dictionary. Anybody calling themselves icon, look at the first word, icon you. Now, living legacy. Miss Kim Weston was with us last Sunday to put up with the Dry Bones family like she did. I love you, baby. You did a great job. Hope to have you on. You are the mother of this program, along with our co-mother, Antoinette. Love you, sister, for coming on as well. Doing a great job Wednesday night and any other night she might find a host that is off the chain. Now, and Brother Wednesday night, Brother Eddie, always. Brother Ray, Brother Tariq, Brother Kamai. Everybody. Wesley, you name it. Brother D in St. Louis. My brother here. Lakeland in the house. I know you like the MIA. You hear the MIA. Good. Hope y'all enjoying yourself here in Lakeland is down here this week. So much love to you, brother. Also, let me get everybody out of the way here. Let me see. Who else we got? We got some big Father's Day shows coming up there in Hollywood. Look for us. We're going to have a reggae, unbelievable explosion. We'll be on stage, hopefully, with the one and only. I'll get to that program. Where's my cue card after that? I got to advertise that one for all you fathers. We don't get love. All women going to be singing that day. All women. Oof. I get to play behind all women. Woo-hoo. Now, let's get it on. This program is like no other program because many of you are given the opportunity to come on and give us the facts from your region, from your area. And today ain't nothing different. We got a program out this world. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. All y'all out there listening, I don't care what your political affiliation is. It's all a charade anyway. You ain't no staunch conservative. You ain't no real liberal. You ain't no real independent. You ain't nothing but a new world order stooge. That's it. Preparing yourself for the inevitable. Now, the inevitable, I've always been told, it's coming. Since I was young, it's coming. The book of Revelation, it's coming. I will create a new heaven and earth. That's the new world order talk. Today, I'm going to create a new heaven and earth. Some of you think it's Jesus. Some of you think it's other things. But let's just keep it in the perspective that that's a magic book called Bible. And it has great magic in it. Great everything. Prayers, all kind of stuff. You can pray against your enemies for death. I mean, it's all in there. Kill your enemies. I say that one all the time. Kill them. Kill your enemies. That's in your own Bible. For they deserve double destruction. I don't know what kind of God y'all think that is, but unfortunately, you might be praying to the wrong one, obviously. These enemies y'all claim ain't gone nowhere yet. It's past 400 years, so that one ain't working out right for you. Sure ain't. If it's past 400 years since this great prophecy y'all talk about, it ain't worked out yet. Now, obviously, there's a bit of a 400-year curse on something, but we're going to find out what it is today. Now, I just want y'all to know some things. no matter how much we talk, facts matters on this program. And if the facts hurt you, so be it. I can't help the fact. Facts hurt me all the time, shit. But the facts show that I don't know how you going to think you're going to win or we going to win something when they spraying heavy doses of chemtrails over. Heavy doses. Now, they doing tic-tac-toe in some states. I mean, right across. I mean, nobody, not the news, nobody covers it. And you think you're going to win a war. Or you at war. You been at war since they've been spraying us over our heads. Without no retribution, no copper talk. Nobody asking, why is this? They're talking about they're spraying for mosquitoes. What mosquitoes? I got mosquitoes in my backyard right now. I got to put citronella oil up to keep their asses away. You going to tell me they can't catch their asses in the sky? For all you, today is a vindication day. This call, the Helios Biblios live. We just going to go live. We don't even care. We ain't got nothing to do until 3 o'clock. So let's just get busy with the facts. Facts show that the Club of Rome, look it up. This is came out their own publication. That's why I say maybe I'm not that bright. And I go look up a book, say, Club of Rome. I've been hearing about this club. I go get their publications. Now, why don't you know they having these scenarios on the news? That's because the news is fake. Rupert Murdoch owns Fox. He is a globalist. Everybody, even on Fox, is part of the New World Order. Remember how they were telling you that they all had to get shot? Every one of them told us that they had to get a shot. Do y'all remember or y'all have short-term amnesia? Or which is now deemed as dementia. You can't remember. And also today, I'm approved because it's Malcolm X's birthday. It just passed. And shout out to Jim Brown. We'll be getting into that too as well because he's part of that civil rights program. And he did some great things. But, you know, they try to act like everybody is perfect. Nobody's perfect. He has some domestic issues. So what? If the woman went back to him, what you want me to tell you? See, that's why I tell you, women, call the police. Then we get killed. Get the fame, and then you want to call racism after you called them. What kind of bull? Don't you know the world know you full of shit for doing that? How are you going to call the people? But we're going to get into that later after we get hot. We ain't hot yet. I'm going to throw some coals on here because barbecue season coming up. Those of you who cook barbecue, you know it's barbecue season down here. All right. So these globalists, in the midst of this economic melee, in which Jimmy Carter, remember the Peanut Man, he just passed not too long ago, later referred to it as a crisis of confidence. Who would name a crisis of economics? Now, the reason why I'm saying it is because you only got, or we only have to June the 1st, before the United States is in default. Now, you say default of what? Not the real money, on the bonds. The bonds are being sold off, everybody. It's not about the money. The money's fake. It's the bonds, the promissory notes. See, they promised to pay a certain amount of people who would buy these bonds when they were in premature stages of infancy. So they brought these bonds thinking they're going to get a big return until they realize America ain't got no money. So Jimmy Carter, rest his soul, later referred to it as a crisis of confidence. The United States and United Nations in association with globalist roundtable groups. Now, let's go there. There's a bunch of roundtable groups out here, everybody. Globalist roundtable groups. But y'all act like don't exist. I'm going to show you how you don't even know what's going on. It's all good to know about sports, know about, you know, what's going on in the music scene, what's going on in the art scene, what's going on. But you don't know what's going on your food and table scene. You have no, see, you so used to the food just popping up at the grocery store. And then for those of you crying, oh, I grow my food. Well, when they chemtrail your ass to death and the food that you're growing, because they're going to outlaw you growing food. That's part of the agenda, is outlawing you. Been doing it for quite about three decades now. Can't grow this in your backyard. Can't grow that. Certain states been going along with it. See, it's a progression to the New World Order. It don't happen overnight. It's like it's going to be a progression for you not getting able to get your money out the bank. Not that y'all got much money in the bank anyway, but the funds you do have, let's see how you gonna react when you don't get the money out the ATM. I wanna see y'all faces. I wish I could get a snapshot of all y'all talking all that shit like y'all gonna do something to the New World Order. What you gonna do? Your day of reckoning. Don't come to me. Your day of reckoning. It's called the day of reckoning. You will have to answer for what you gonna do. Don't call me, what should we do? Motherfucker, I'm not gonna tell you what you should do. You grown adults, you ain't been listening this long. You should know what you should been doing. You don't know by now, gonna be click. You might be an agent for all I know. Call them, what should we do? After all, you won't hear from every goddamn show you listen to. You're on every show every weekend. How the hell you don't know what to do by now? You're on every goddamn show. Every day you're on somebody's show. Every day you're on somebody talking some shit. You tell me you don't know what to do when you can't get your money? This is going to be a fun show today. I can't wait. All you listening, all you so-called educated individuals, Kumalati, we like the party, all that bullshit. I want to see your faces for real when you can't get that money, that job you think you're going to get. When they tell you that, oh, the economy has flipped on your ass because you're too busy worrying about superficial things rather than worrying about the five senses. You know what the five senses are. I ain't going to explain to you no more. Once we get the new computer, we're going to be really moving to a new platform that's going to be auspicious to worldwide awakening. Not consciousness. Hell no. That word CON, get that shit out your mind. You've been conned long enough, don't you think? Well, anyway, let's get to the reality of this. These globalist think tanks that are all over the earth, BlackRock, all of them, they've been doing this for years. I mean, they don't got a whole agenda on this shit. It says that their goal, once they convince, this is really good. I got to give them credit. You know, this is amazing. See, we can't even sit at our family table and strategize a strategy. You know, you call your kids and got to say, guys, what can we do to get rich? They looking at you like you crazy. You can't even call not man family man. I guarantee you, have a round table today at your house. Say, can we get together with the brightest minds of my family around me and see can we come with somehow a plan? Bet you. Let's make a bet, but I know you're scared to bet. So let's make a bet. You'll be laughed at by your own family because they think, why he want to hold a meeting? We trying to take my money. See, that's the thinking. But see, the globalists don't think like you because they ain't you. Now, the globalists saying, how do we get everybody under our umbrella? Like Rihanna said. So they came up with a great plan. The scheme is to convince the population to embrace global centralization of power. Their goals were rather direct. I mean, they came right at you. They ain't lie. They wanted to rationale for government control over human population numbers. The power to limit industry, the power to control energy production, and dictate energy sources. Ain't that what they doing with the Green Deal? But you ain't even read it. Guarantee you, half of you on here ain't even read the damn thing. Guarantee it. Like Charles Barkley say, guarantee. Now, to limit control of energy, to dictate energy sources, the power to control and limit food production. Now, that right there should be your wake-up call. That's your way. I don't know what y'all been listening to for the past few years. I really don't. You've been on all these shows, many of you, and I don't know what the hell they could be possibly telling you that ain't woke you up yet. So I go all out to wake you up. And it's only one way to do it. Now, you can play with it if you want. It don't bother me if you play with it. Everybody plays with it. Everybody. You play with it, I play with it, everybody play with it. Let's just hear about it right quick. See, so you won't think this is a made-up scheme. Oh, man, this could computer, man. See, y'all don't know how, when the touch screen goes out on these things, you are in trouble. So I could tell a person. All right, good. Backup. Now, I'm doing the backup plan. You got to have a backup plan on this, unfortunately. This is how the cookie crumbles. Y'all tell me if y'all can hear this. I'm hoping you can. If you can't, I need y'all help. But this is not easy. Oh, here we go. There we go. Just deal with me, y'all. I'm trying to get this on. This is not easy when you got a jacked up computer that's going to be gone real soon. Count on it. Count on it. Let's go with that. Yeah, I want y'all to marinate on that. They had this already. The thing about this is, how can they be, what's the word I'm looking for? How could they possibly do a scenario and nobody talks about it? It's like clear as day that this is a planned out scenario. Planned out. But seems to be that no one wants to talk about the plan. Now, when somebody comes with a plan that's good, sitting down, have all the demonstrations together, you telling me that don't make sense to y'all? I want y'all to listen to it before I bring all the other in. How does that not make sense? And all jobs are in trouble because of this new globalization. All jobs. It's going to be rough for everybody because you didn't think this was going to happen. But it is. Here it goes.
It began in healthy-looking pigs months, perhaps years ago. A new coronavirus spread silently within herds. Gradually, farmers started getting sick. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia. The sickest required intensive care. Many died. Experts agree unless it is quickly controlled, it could lead to a severe pandemic, an outbreak that circles the globe and affects people everywhere.
The mission of the Pandemic Emergency Board is to provide recommendations to deal with the major global challenges arising in response to an unfolding pandemic. The board is comprised of highly experienced leaders from business, public health, and civil society.
We could be looking at double the number of cases in 1 week and 16 times as many in a month if we are not able to stop the spread. That would be on the order of 500,000 cases, and it would continue to rise exponentially. In 3 months, we could be approaching 10 million cases.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic. And there are problems emerging that can only be solved by global business and governments working together.
We have known about CAPS-like viruses in animals and people for decades, but have not been successful at developing a licensed vaccine. And sure, there are new technologies that may help, but it's going to be difficult. I am not optimistic about having a vaccine in time to be relevant during this pandemic.
So the policy crisis in question for this board in this meeting is this. How should governments, business, and international organizations allocate and distribute pandemic antivirals and medical supplies to the people who need them most?
What we've seen work very well in the HIV field is, in fact, procurement through the Global Fund. So having a centralized mechanism, so financially able to procure on behalf of affected countries, okay, can be critical. I think the second thing is it's going to be very important that for the business sector, for manufacturers of antivirals, that we have clarity around what the need is and where the need is and who are making the decisions.
I think that given that the countries most affected are those that are low and middle income countries with unequal access to technology, to finances, the UN has a worldwide footprint, universally recognized and universal membership.
A global stockpile would certainly help ensure more rational and strategic allocation, but the reality is that we don't have the logistics capability, even within the UN, to bring that together in one place and run it. So this is where I think a collaboration between the international organizations like the World Health Organization and the private sector, which runs these supply chains for many purposes every day, understand where the supplies are, make smart decisions about how to allocate them to the people who need them in the places that need them the most, and then work with the industry to move those supplies from where they are today to where they need to be.
Just to underscore the point that cooperation among supply chain providers or businesses that have huge supply chains can add a lot of efficiency to the whole process.
The question is, can you, through this international mechanism, really promote commitments to doing this as quickly as possible and give people a sense that actually if they contribute more, that they will have a better chance of protecting their own populations and their country's security and health.
So to be completely clear, most of this production would already be committed in contracts.
Yes.
It is almost unheard of that people are producing product without having a forward commitment for the consumption of that product. So the first thing that needs to be done, because this is not something that the countries currently control, unless countries are going to bring about emergency situations and co-opt an existing supply chain.
I think it's not likely, I agree, that countries are not going to buy.
Now, that was Plandemic 101. Already talked about, already prepared, and everything. That's done. That was already the first step to that. That's why I said the globalists having their meetings. Then they came up with this, y'all. They got something new coming out. They just had one. After they plan to do all this global, you heard them say, talk about supply chain. Ain't that what you heard all? Ain't that what you're hearing now? Supply chain issues. This was before COVID, that meeting. That meeting I got that you just heard with facts happened before COVID, months before COVID. And yet it's the same scenario. It's called Pandemic 101. That means first stage. Now, after they said they were going to do this, egg shortages, all that agriculture, beef mutilations, the ability to micromanage individual lives is the name of the same ladder called the greater good. Every time you hear the greater good, it means micromanagement. That's the code secret word, micromanagement. Don't you hear that at work? Well, you got some dummy who became your boss, friggin' retard they put in place. And he goes and says, I'm not a real micromanager. Well, that means he is. That's a scary word. See, you don't know. I'm giving you witchcraft. Remember I told you they put the Christocracy, they put the dumb people in place. That's called Christocrat. Yeah. And they put him in place to say the dumbest thing through propaganda. To those of you who are awake, you'd be like, that don't make sense, but this is because they got you under the power of the Christocracy, meaning rulership by dumb people. I didn't make that up. That's a real word. Ain't that funny? And that's what's ruling over many of us on these jobs. Now, finally, before I go into the next phase, the new virus that is planned, it will take place in 2025, they claim, beginning with an outbreak in Brazil. Putting it out there, keep your eyes open. In Brazil. Why Brazil, everybody? That's the straightest run to Africa that all the people went to. They ain't go no doggone Americas and all this crap. These are the indigenous people already looking. They went straight across, the fastest route to Brazil, but got the highest population of dark-skinned indigenous people in the hemisphere, our hemisphere. Okay? So, obviously, they know what they're doing. They sure do. They're going to pick it in Brazil. And then this is ingenious. You got to give them credit, man. This is some ingenious shit. I mean, I really got to give them credit. They say the new virus will be called SEERS. It's S-E-E-R-S, which stands for Severe Epidemic Intravirus Respiratory Syndrome. Intravirus respiratory syndrome. Listen to this shit. Bill Gates sponsored the simulation, and they had an upcoming event in October 2022 in Belgium. Ain't that funny? Called catastrophic contagions. in Belgium, where the Swiss Guards at. Ain't that amazing? And here's what the scenario is, everybody, before I bring in the mics, meaning bringing in the people. Here's a scenario. Y'all tell me if it's made up or not. Like y'all talk about COVID. Yeah, I just proved it was a pandemic planned out months before COVID even came out in the same scenario. Here's what they say this is going to be. This time, I can't even get the words out. They're planning on billions of deaths, targeting children. Apparently, they figured out that the last pandemic didn't kill enough kids, so people aren't as carried away with it as they should have been. See, you should have been more carried away. Their mindset is you wasn't carried away enough. Now, you ask yourself, you have not been carried away enough. Let's get everybody. Now everyone who resists will be labeled a child, oh my goodness, abuser, child killer. I just played the tape earlier for you, who the child killers are. Sure did. We played it for you. We've been playing it for you, who the child killers are. And y'all know who they are. We played it for you last week on Mother's Day. They said, let's kill the babies. I don't care what party told you what. I'm going to get to Malcolm later because it's his birthday. But I'm going to let y'all get in now. They told you the name of the groups who will be the forerunner. I know the other groups are behind it, but the forerunner group, you seem to don't have a problem. You got to excuse, well, the rest of the people. No, I said the forerunner, the ones who policies promote this more than any other group's policy. And it seems that you all have a hard time. So according to the Bible that many of you claim you believe or whatever you believe, I don't know, there's going to be retribution. How do you know it ain't the New World Order, it ain't Yahweh? Are y'all ready for the Helios? We are. Let's do it. They don't even know who the retribution person is. I love this. Welcome to the Helios.
Hey, brother.
Go ahead. Yeah, good morning.
Oh,
good
man.
To have you.
great dawning, my brother. Jack Bauer.
Tell me, I love it.
Yeah, Jack.
He got a new one out, too. Jack Bauer. Go ahead.
What we've been seeing is a full onslaught, and it's like all the bones say, you know, it's a good time to be alive, you know. And yeah, even though, you know, we mandate names and whatever, we know what we're talking about. But just as the graduates of today, you know, that are graduating, that may be on this line, you know, they're just coming into knowledge. So they're still finding themselves, you know. We know all what right. we're talking about. We know who the names are and what name allude to what, but you know, for the new minds that who may be just coming into the fold, you know, just trying to give them a clarity of track that they could start, you know, digging and searching for the buried treasure, you know.
Right.
But what we've seen is a great onslaught, you know, abortion issues put to the fold, you know, who are the biggest slaughterers of the babies,
right.
And we look at right. that percentage, it's us in the fold while they're actually populating because they know that their numbers are dwindling. And then on, you know, immigration level, electric cars, mandates, California, the abolishment of petrol, within by 2025, and they're going straight
right.
on the grid. They're going
straight on the grid.
And yeah, so, but what about the gray area? What if the grid goes down? Then what?
That's right.
Complete, total takeover, food, baby shortages, shipping chain shortages on California, the intentional destruction and the alteration of the food chain and restraints on the American farmers and, you know, paying the people not to farm on their lands, and they're doing it. And
they're
so
doing it.
When we so as we reach this default on the debt and the bonds or whatever, that the promissory note, and because they don't really want to, they like the brothers say with the digital, then we're gonna have, you only could go so far. They've been giving away this paper fiat because they know what time it is, but it's you're gonna have to transfer some wealth. If not, you know, if you don't have any property or whatever, you're going to have some type of form of wealth, as we all have been saying. And it's coming down. And Title 42, they let that go. The Immigration One Belt Initiative, the Silk Road 101 and the different phases of that silk, you know, silk, the ice.
Right.
Man, it's open. It's on and popping, my brother.
It's on and
popping.
Peace.
It's on and popping, babe.
That's
great day to be alive.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. All right, well, we're going to get some more of y'all in here. I want that chick about marinate on that thought. You know how we do food? Marinate on that thought. He just named three things that I know for sure are going to affect people during summer. That's going to be they're telling the farmers not to farm. That's one. And they stopped the black farmer because Brother what's name, Campbell, Brother Wesley cousin, Boyd, Biden pulled a trick on him. And y'all okay with that shit now. See, that's why I know you got to be traitors. Ain't no way. Ain't no way y'all could be talking about y'all for Biden after what I'm seeing the man did to reduce the blacks. Right now, he told the farmers that they ain't getting nothing. Then they got you on this kick with, I'm about to pull some call, reparations. You got California going, talking about, you got Tampa, Florida talking about, that. Do you know, did y'all add that up? Just use, where's my black economist at? Where's the black economist on here? How much sense is reparations going to make when it's over $14+ trillion they will have to pay out to just even come up with an idea of how we should play back? You think they're going to give us $14 trillion during a killing stage of people? Are y'all kidding me? Universal income will be implemented. Everybody, Brother D or Chicago, but tell y'all this for a long time, but Tubmo's been saying this for y'all. It's going to be robotic. We've been saying it forever, before I even knew any of you. Those of you know me in Florida, we've been saying this since you met me. Because it seemed like no one read these books that said that this is what these people were planning. I'm like, well, damn, they made books. They got college money behind it. How dumb can we be? So are we under Christocracy? We are now turned dumb because you follow the dumb. That's the prophecy of Jesus on the donkey. Y'all better wake up. We ain't playing with you. More callers. Let's get it in. 8554. There you go.
This is Robert D. from Region 4.
There you go. He'll change up on us. He in our region. The capital is Atlanta. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay. Let's take it back to there's a movie came on Amazon not too long ago called One Night in Miami.
Mm.
That was dealing with Jim Brown, then Cassius Clay before he changed his name, Sam Cooke, and Malcolm X.
Right.
Now tell me why Jim Brown makes the transition a day before Malcolm X's birthday. So there's some esoterical going on with that.
Yeah.
I just have to put that out there.
No, put that out there. I told you, I knew somebody was going to catch up on me. Go ahead. Finish your thoughts. Go ahead.
And the interesting thing that when Miami won that second game against Boston, it was on Malcolm X's birthday. With that being said, you mentioned BlackRock. Okay, BlackRock owns a certain percentage of Fox News, like what you said, also CNN, and also Disney, and ESPN, and ABC. You watching the same media shit.
Watching the same media.
So while everybody's sitting up there, not saying everybody, like people are getting all caught up in the old Lakers, Denver, Miami, Boston thing, the WHO is moving their global plans forward. just like a lot of people, I bet you a lot of people didn't know about what happened on the 17th. Now, there was a little meeting with the House Republicans on May 17th. So mm-hmm. basically, a few of them came out and said that they're pushing back against this, the WHO's plan for global governance of emergency. So it says here, according to Zero Hedge, the House Republicans took to the podium on May 17th to condemn the Biden administration negotiation of global pandemic agreements that will grant additional power to the World Health Organization, like what you were saying, and centralize authority in an organization they say failed the American public during the COVID pandemic, which pretty much the plan pretty much worked because they did get a certain number of people to take them shots, and now they drop them dead. But right. like I said, the mainstream media is really hardly not talking about that. So scrolling down, I got to put some names out here.
Go ahead.
So other U.S. representatives who spoke out this week against the efforts to empower the WHO include Ronny Jackson, Republican of Texas, Chris Smith, Republican New Jersey, Brian Babin, Republican of Texas, Kevin Ham, Republican for Oklahoma, Thomas Tiffany, Republican for Wisconsin, Chip Roy, Texas, Eli Crane, Arizona, Paul Gosar, Arizona, Lauren Barber, Colorado, Eric Burleson, Missouri, Mary Miller, Illinois, Dan Bishop, North Carolina, Glenn Grothman, Wisconsin, and Clay Higgins, Republican for Louisiana. The speaker, alongside the House lawmakers, Representative Anna Paulina Loren, that's Florida, that's your state, also
yeah.
criticized the WHO for what she said was its agenda to sexualize children, quote, end quote. The WHO published international sexual education standards for children that included recommendations to teach infants to four-year-olds about the right to explore nakedness and to teach 4 to 6 year olds about early childhood masturbation. Luna mm-hmm. said, what parent, what taxpayer thinks this is normal? Frankly, you're supporting this. I think you are a pervert and you need to stay completely away from children. Now, I don't know if you got a chance to read the article I put on the link yesterday about there was a court case in Mississippi where this senior was getting ready to graduate. It was a male, but he wanted to cross-dress as a woman. And so mm-hmm. I guess the family sued whatever, and so they all went to court, and the judge was like, no, you are not going to the damn graduation dressed up as a woman. So you know what the boys and family said? I'm not going to graduation. But this is what we're coming to now.
Right.
They're coming. Part of this whole global
right.
plan is coming
right.
after the children.
After the
and,
children.
But it's like what you like you were talking about in the beginning. I don't know. I got to look at it from different angles, whatever. Now, the people that who are in the know or kind of aware of this know what's kind of going on with this whole global governance thing. But then you got a group of people, segments of society, who don't know. But now here's the thing. Where's the struggle? Where's the real war at? Is it between the globalists outside of your circle, your fence, your front yard, backyard, or is it your family and friends and neighbors that mm-hmm. are going against it, realizing they don't really know what's going on? And just
they
like remember, I told you a couple of years ago, I got in an argument, cussed out my neighbor because he made a comment about me wearing a mask, cut my grass in 90-degree weather. So so supposed war is coming on. Is it going to be really a so-called global one-on-one, 102, 103 war? Is it going to be the Civil War?
Yeah. So
fighting
I'm going,
against
I'm going,
your family,
I'm,
your friends.
I'm going against the latter based on the fact that the people that you are closest proximity to in any neighborhood, your zip code, if your zip code does not have a defense mechanism group in it, and you know it, if they go for anything and willing to do anything for anything, which means government handout, you got to be careful because what's going to happen is it's going to be the survival of the fittest right in the middle of your backyard. There's no reason to think the world.
And the people, right, the universal basic income, and then like I
right.
said, the people, like even though I'm here in a different state now, you still got people, especially black women, walking around in masks.
Because
and the white people are
yep.
clowning them.
Yep. Yep.
I
because
said, wow.
I can see this now, clear. I hope, and just extrapolate on this for a minute with this thought, because against what you want to wear. If you want to wear a mask, everybody, that's on your, but you wasn't wearing a mask until they came up with this agenda called COVID. Now, outside of that, I'm going to tell y'all this. The first group wearing these masks is, we're not the first. Actually, Japan and them has been wearing this shit, and China. They already had their people. I don't know why we don't know this by now, but they people been wearing masks for over a decade. Like, ever since they had some nuclear shit, they've been wearing masks. And you, I was like, man, they're wearing masks for a long period of time. And this agenda is the exact agenda that is being transformed into the Western Hemisphere as we speak. And it's almost like a sexual injection of unbelievable. Right.
And don't forget about the guns. I've been telling people, with be careful with these goddamn mass shoots. Not saying that they're fake. People do die. But there is an agenda, or these shootings, mass shootings are being weaponized to take people's guns, to disarm people.
Yeah.
People still ain't getting it. With that whole John Moran thing, that blew up until, well, he's got a right. No, it don't have nothing to do with the right to carry a gun. His dumb ass got caught flashing it on IG. Now it's a big gun issue again.
Right, because the problem is they probably told him to. Now, let me just tell y'all something. Y'all got to quit believing athletes and shit. I got to play Malcolm. I'm going to do a Malcolm X menage so y'all can hear what Malcolm X said in depth is actually permeating in life. Now, it is a shame that you said that, but Lil Wayne got it in on this the other day. I listened to him. Let's see what he got to say. And he in the craft. I said, well, let me listen to Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne makes some, he is make some valid sense. You got Charles Barkley on the other side going berserk. He got guns. He hang with all kind of gun dealer people. He's from Alabama, so I know he got to be on the he got to be on the take if he gonna be talking. But if I'm in Florida, let's go with Virginia. They are a carry state. They don't have to have all that registration. You don't think people are walking the streets with their guns on them in these states that are able to do that? It's called the Wild Wild West syndrome, meaning that you are less likely to go off on me if you know I'm going to fight your ass back. That's the concept of this.
Exactly.
That's
happening in Illinois, though.
Well, Illinois is a different type of state. Think about it. If y'all
But that's the whole point. You have to have a license to get. You have to have a license to carry a gun. And I've been telling people, like, Illinois is the polar opposite of Tennessee.
What about good gun people?
But with Chicago and Memphis, you still got these kids shooting, carjacking. The only difference is Chicago, if you don't have that license to carry a permit and you shoot and kill somebody, you going to jail.
Right. Let's go with that premise. Now, the criteria for me to arm myself, I got to go to state entities. Right there tell you already controlled. That should be the first way to call all of them. I learned that a long time ago. If I got to go get license, that means I'm getting permission. So I'm getting permission by this entity that we claim we put in power to license people who don't need this. This comes from us, y'all. Don't pretend like, oh, it just happened. You decided you didn't either read or don't know how to read, that said that.
Read your state constitution. Forget the federal. Read the state constitution.
Right. Thank you. Now, that's the whole ball game right there. Our people are so federalized, because when you become federalized, I'm not even going to go there until I get to Malcolm. You should know who you're going to be. Let me get some more calls, man. Y'all, they're going berserk. Let me get some more calls. I'm going to set this off today because the Heat play bean time. Y'all know what beans mean, right? Let me go to 992-9927. Welcome to the Helios.
Hey, resurrection, everybody.
Yes.
Good.
There we go. Finally got one of my, there you go, sister. You've been missed. Where you been, girl? Where you been? You've been missed. What's going on?
I've been correcting my, trying to get my status together so I can get my security and my bonds and shit.
There you go, baby. Do your thing.
We got to do our thing.
Do your thing.
They out there doing what they need to do. The agenda is out there. Yes, they are. They have implants in every city town to awaken, or the sleeper cell to awaken, to go do whatever acts they want them to do. And they all got that money and paid to do it because they're still under Washington, D.C. So since they're under there, their agents, you know, ain't no telling who they got. They done kidnapped them to sleep. Who they done programmed, you know, your family members and stuff. you know, because they use frequency and everything, and they use the voice of God. So since they're using all this technology on people, people are, and they know the ones that they already got on the list, that they know that they can activate and go and do acts of crime every day. Because you got to think, like, why is all these people doing all this crazy-ass shit? Either they under the crazy, the movie The Crazy, where they're sitting back in somewhere else in another country, and they're monitoring, and they're looking to see if this virus going to, you know, fold, and the virus is folding because everybody's going out. You know, they all up in Love Jones, and they think they are. They're killing their babies. They killing each other. They're fucking in stores and stealing everything. I mean, you sit back and like, oh, well, you know, they are programmed. Oh, okay. Frequency is working on their asses. They are being in the fog that they should be out there destroying everything, being the locusts and things. The locusts are out, you know. They are implanted. They're out. They're being used through the technology that they have as they're being monitored by the military because all of this is all military tested. Now, you got to
That's so deep. You said the locusts. Keep going. I'm tripping what you just said, the locusts. And you're using the scriptures on
you
it. Go ahead, the locusts. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. The locusts is out.
And wonder. You got to sit back and critical think, like, you know, let's see, the white people, yeah, maybe they were enslaved. Yeah, they were. Okay, so what? Black people, yeah, we enslaved each other. Uh-huh. And then you got to sit back now. What entity is on this planet that is manipulating everyone with all the old, ancient things that happened in our past and knowing that maybe we do reincarnate, figure out how to control the narrative and get the helm of the ship? The helm of the ship is Earth. Earth is a ship. So we ride into the primordial waters and not knowing that we on a ship, an ark, because that's all it is an ark. It's an ark. And if y'all feel that it's not moving, that's fine. But this ark got many, so we in one department. And this one department seems to be it's being controlled by entities that don't seem to want anything to do with the sun, none of the suns, because the sun.
Ooh, they don't want none of the sun. Check that out.
They got to block it. Now when you look up the word melatonin, melatonin protects you from what? The sun, so you ain't got to worry about nothing. So ain't no climate change. Ain't no climate, global, none of that crap. These entities are protecting themselves, controlling the narrative, putting the dome over with these cloaking clouds, the dome, putting this extra shit over us with these chemicals that's affecting everybody, and they're going to dose the shit out of you every day. Because the buffalo looks buffalo is fucking crazy right now with the weather. You go outside early in the morning, it's fucking freezing. You got to wait until 1, 2, 3 o'clock just for the heat to come out because they keep spraying the chemicals that's affecting the plant, the nature, that silver, whatever, mixed with other chemicals.
I got you.
I got the allergies out there, right? Chemical allergies.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Mixed with the pollen, mixed with the air blowing around, mixed with any other chemicals that's in there. This is how they're going to get y'all with that Sears bullshit, because they're going to dose the shit out of your fucking state with these motherfucking chemtrails, and your ass going to be running to the hospital thinking you got this motherfucking fake ass, but it's not fake because they created it by dosing the shit out of you with chemicals that you, it's a pandemic. Another money grab. And those that don't understand the money grab and those that don't see that, well, we don't need these humans anymore, so where are we going to put them? We're going to put them behind two great walls. And with technology, and then they act is gonna be feeling like they free while they killing each other off in there. We living, we got the whole shit to ourselves to do whatever the fuck we want to do to it. While these idiots is in between two walls because they didn't know how to fucking critical things. They didn't want to stop in their tracks and say, hold up, this motherfucker got a chain over me some kind of way. Yo, this got to be broken. How are we going to break that chain?
Now, hold on. No, I'm going to just stay with me.
people helping.
I want you to tell people about some other stuff you've been sending me, because you send so much stuff. You ain't been on late. I'm gonna give you some time now. Now, you've been saying for years, cloaking, vindicated. You vindicated with triple V's. I mean, vindication. Now, people don't want to hear that, but it's real. When you said that they're using the locust. So basically, we got drones, human-looking drones, already got the shit in them and running out.
We
go
all
ahead.
Got
now,
all kind
now.
Of shit out there now,
right,
y'all.
Right.
The elite
it's
told
real.
Y'all, they even made a little video stating that, y'all better know that everything is going to change today, actually now, and that and if you're not ready, well, you got to get yourself ready. You got to build yourself an ark, meaning that you got to build yourself security trust.
Get your estate
together.
Get your estate together.
This is what they're telling you, or otherwise you're going to be in between those two walls.
Now,
you ain't
going
by nowhere. AI.
Nah, you ain't going to go nowhere. Stay with me. Stay with me. I want you to
listen.
Yeah, hold on. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to prove that she's telling you the fact. Now, I want y'all to know the coronation of Prince Charles and his trick queen, because she was a trick. She was a whore like Martha Ruth and then was for Jesus. And yet she now is queen. And let me let you know what the verdict is going to be. Now, this is coming from them. See, I always keep the facts in case I get dementia. At least I got the facts in the database.
What do you see as the biggest challenges in conservation?
The growing human population. If where we are, there's nothing else.
And do you have views about what should be done about that?
Patrick, yes.
Well, it could be on a spectrum from mass sterilization to greater availability of contraception. I don't know what your views are as to what can be done about it.
Well, I think might be described as voluntary family limitation.
That was Prince Philip's daddy, the one who died first, said he wanted to come back as a mutation, a virus.
Oh,
and
yeah,
just,
I know.
Yeah, now, here's a group that is now...
All they got to do is name, the stuff that drones spill out on you is name his name. They can name his name as that, and then he'll be killing everybody. They can just—you know how you patent shit. They're going to name
it. That's right. They made his patent to kill, because he wanted to come back, and now his son is Queen Howard.
I had my kid, Lean Howard. I'm a virus, y'all. I'm a fuck y'all up.
Oh man, that's crazy, love. Hey, hey. Keep it going. Maybe I'm going to take another call because we ain't heard from you in a minute. Go ahead. Give us something else that's been totally...
I tell y'all that if you continue to be in the metaverse, okay, not the multiverse, the metaverse means Death Note. Now, what you need to go look up is the anime Death Note. And what is he doing? Writing fucking signatures. And what's the signature? A Death Note. And what's the metaverse? Metaverse means in meta in Hebrew. I think it's death. And what's the verse?
What's the other one? Tell me another one. You said two verses.
I said meta. Metaverse.
Meta.
Means
meta.
Death. No. In Hebrew, meta means death. Verse means no. In music.
Yeah.
You,
the music
you're giving a vote out, you're going to get some notes out, right?
You're going to get some notes
That's
out.
Death note.
Damn.
No.
Thank you, Kim Weston.
And you put that
shit
on your fucking head. And what are you doing? You signing your death.
Death no. Certificate. Now, that's why. Hold on. Now, you got deep on us. Now, hold on. We got to go. See, I told you we're going to get high. Every time we get a caller, I'm throwing flame on this bad boy today, because it's called the Helios Biblios. See, the refined gold, like your Bible say, you got to have vitamin D. That's why they wanted to cloak Africa. See, that's why they're mad. They could not cloak certain parts of the earth. And I found out why. Because it's two jet streams. Okay. Y'all better get ready, because we about to get bit of
some
more callers.
They can't do it. They really can't.
Hold on. No, stay with us. Stay with us. I'll get some more callers. I got 3364. We about to get, I told y'all, y'all on the talk with Facts Matters. We ain't even got started yet. See, I'm about to get a new computer. 3364. Go ahead.
Yeah, Yehudu. How you hear me? Man? You hear me?
I hear you loud and clear on this one.
Yes, sir. On that coronation, y'all look up the first two syllables of coronation. What you got? Corona. Okay,
oh!
That's the syllable. Look at how it's spelled. It's spelled corona, man. Before you get the coronation, you got the corona.
There you go.
But, yeah, man, these fucking tip trails, man. I'm sick of this shit, man. So I'm calling on my man, Sean Caddy. He hooked up with the Galactic Federation. It's time to shoot these goddamn chemtrail planes out the fucking sky, man.
Ooh.
If they don't do that, if they don't start shooting their ass out the sky with these laser weapons or whatever the fuck, the Galactic Federation ain't shit. I'm cussing them out, man. All right? They just want to fly over us and look around while they spread. Y'all talking about some locusts. They treat us like some fucking roaches, man. Okay? Every one of us on this planet, they treat us like we're goddamn roaches spreading our ass every fucking day, man. I'm tired of being a goddamn roach, man. They treat us like we fucking roaches, man, spraying us with that bullshit, man. All right, so it's time for them to stop this shit. And let me ask you, how old is what's his name, Jamal Rant, whatever his name, how old is he?
He like 21, man. He early 20.
Thank you.
Like,
all right.
Yeah.
They hitting it with that sound record called a mosquito. Only people under 24 can hear that mosquito weapon, man.
Woo!
Okay.
Keep going.
Called a mosquito weapon. Only young folks can hear this shit, man. So they doing all kind of crazy stuff, man. And speaking of this family stuff, man, you absolutely right, man. How many of us try to tell our family not to take that poison? Okay? And they took it anyway. And speak of family, man, you talk about my cousin, the farmer, man. We can't even talk to him because his wife is a secret spy, man. Not giving him the message and not answering the phone correct. Even Antoinette and somebody from another, George Brown, producer, tried to call her ass. I'm his cousin. And I keep trying to call him to tell him he ain't answering the phone. His wife answered the phone. And she misdirected the weapons. I mean, the phone line, man. So that's why my cousin catch you here. He don't even know it, man. But anyway, it's a fun time to be alive, man. But John Caddy, you better call your folks after you hooked up with them. If they don't do, fuck George Washington, man. We need to shoot these goddamn chemtrails out of the sky, man. All right, John Caddy, you hooked up with them. It's time to see what we going to do, man. I get in the plane with you, bro. Okay? You be the pilot. I be the co-pilot, man. I'm ready to shoot these goddamn chemtrails out the sky, man. Okay, unidentified objects in the sky.
I'm loving this.
I'm tired of this shit, bro.
That's what I told you. Brother West, look what he say. Look at your name, Brother West. He sits in the west. And the sun shines. And the rise of the east. It sits in the west. Those of you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something about October 12th, man. I went back October 12th. That was when the first Babylon fell, man. Okay, so I'm here for the second Babylon to take this shit down, bro. I ain't sitting here just to be bullshitting. I'm ready to go to war to take the second Babylon down, man. Because let me ask you something. What the fuck is, what her name, Stacey Abrams sitting her fat ass up in the building making meat, man? Her name, the first one on the list, man. Stacey fucking Abrams, man. Okay, and then you look at...
Huh?
And then
on.
You look at y'all
governor.
Last week, DeSantis was in Israel. So guess who in Israel now? This damn slave master, Ku Klux Klan, man. Ku Klux Klan. We finna cash ass up because his family owns slaves, man.
Now, that's what we got to get. See, I told y'all I need y'all to make the fire. See, I got the facilitator. I facilitate all fires. Now, he just told you two of the magic magicians, the Magic. Now he's fighting Disney, right, man? Ain't he supposed to be fighting Disney?
Yes, sir.
Now how you fighting Disney? Now BlackRock. Everybody who know what I'm talking about in the cult world. I love the cult world. That means those who in the know. If you ain't in the know, I ain't mad about that. If you ain't in the know, the cult world says it's a black stone. What's the black stone, everybody? You ain't got to say it, but you know it. What's the black stone? Where's the black stone located at, y'all? Where's the black stone located?
So we're in Mecca, right? Medina, somewhere.
Hold on. Stay with me, man. Brother West, you're about to bring light to the east from the west. Mecca! Now, y'all said Malcolm X was
and
here.
And you had
Miami.
The Blackstone Rangers in Chicago.
Blackstone Rangers, see? Now, I'm just going to go with y'all because y'all acting like this is not Islamic. Ain't the Moors brought in the sword? Y'all know the sword is all Islam, right? That sword means they chopped your head off. I don't know if y'all know this or not. Maybe y'all ain't read or you ain't been initiated yet into these things. I don't know. I'm going to say it three times. If you are, then you should know that. Look who they worshiping. Now, did y'all know that? I'm going to bring some truth out because I go to the white people.
They have, bro. They have.
Hold on. Where is Zelensky at? Where did Zelensky go recently, y'all, to ask for mercy? Please. Help
that
us.
No,
you're right, but I want y'all to, I got the name. The name who he just sat with. What leader he just sat with? Anybody know? Y'all know it. Y'all just said, but think of who the power over the G7. Think who they got to go sit behold. He went to the Islamic Republic. Zelensky went to the Arabs. And begged them.
Yeah.
Go look it up. I'll see it myself. He begged them.
Yes, I want to say
said,
one more thing. Let me say one
please,
more thing.
Go ahead.
I want to give a shout out. If it's a true story, I want to give a shout out. Whoever tried to drive their car into the Vatican and tear that shit up, man. That's a real soldier. Whoever did drove their car into the Vatican.
But Wes,
you,
hold on. But Wes, hold on. Now, you know a lot of shit. Now, Wes, I don't know if it's real or not. Remember, they want the people to look like the Pope under attack. That's the whole of the game. So how do we know this guy? I know you say a true soldier, but we can't have Manchurian Candidate.
That
soldiers,
was a complete psyop, for real.
I said, if it's true,
Jay Helm. Remember, thank you, sister. We did a show called Jay Helm. I was a few people. I count. We got statistics out here. We don't play with y'all. We was a few people that told y'all about Jay Helm. Back in the day when I was hanging out with the Tampa. See, Tampa got a lot. I want y'all to know something. Florida, Russ, you should know this. Florida got a lot of rebellious people down this moment. I mean, you got military people. Our military people are practicing in the Everglades. I don't know what's wrong with y'all, but
we got
Homestead Air Force Base. Homestead Air Force Base. What the hell y'all talking about here?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not gonna play with y'all no more.
They got a group in Doral, Florida called CTU. They're the ones that killed the Haitian dude, man.
Okay, right. Now hold on. Let's talk, y'all. I'm about to bring it out. See, I thought I'm gonna bring fire. Now I want y'all to know that since y'all see, I hang with everybody because I'm dry bones. I hang with everybody. Everybody know Haitian. I love y'all. Please. Who would not love the Haitian people? Come on. Now. I'm going to ask y'all some questions today. It's going to be tough because facts matters. Miami, when I got here with the Yahwehs, Miami was treating the Haitians bad. I ain't going to lie. Because they wore Afro more than the most people, because they had that colors, it was rough for them. I'm not from here. I'm an observer. I come from the New York, Buffalo. We don't play in Buffalo. That's why we call it the Bills Mafia, because the Mafia hang at Niagara Falls. To all you dummies who don't know where the Mafia hang at, then that show you ain't that bright either. You don't know that by now. Why wouldn't they hang out where Tesla hung out? Okay, let me just laugh. Now, I told you, I don't play with y'all. I ain't got time to play. Life is too short to play with people, but since you on the Helios, you like the fire, it means you want to be refined. That means everything we talk about, y'all been validated 100 times on this program. We wanted to pay y'all, but y'all scared of money. I never see a group scared of money. But since y'all are scared of money, that means, do you really know what money is? Because right now, you are all cash bonds. You've been cash bonds. None of you, don't, even the Moors, who, the Moors of America, not the Moors in Spain and Libya. I'm talking about this Masonic Moor shit here, the Masonic one. Here in America, all claiming to be from Morocco. Well, why is Morocco not helping us? That's the question all you dumbass motherfuckers should be asking yourself, swinging your fezzes around 360 degrees. They got a motherfucking military. They signed a treaty of friendship and peace. They ain't helping your ass because you ain't from there. You indigenous. You so stupid. You so stupid. That's why I know that they have effectively brainwashed all of us. Now, I'm about to go into the hot part of the show. Those of you stay with us on the line here.
Hey, Bone.
Go ahead.
And then to add to what you were just saying about that Morocco initiative, your boy Trump, he tried to put it all together when he did the peace treaty agreement, where he brought the Israel when he did the initiative there, and they didn't even understand what was going on
because it's Masonic magic.
Yeah,
it's Masonic.
Exactly.
The mundane.
They were right before the face.
When we capture these shows and give it to the right entities, I will be blessed. Y'all don't know how much data y'all have given for the facts. Right.
And don't forget about Biden at the Howard graduation talking about the greatest threat to the world is white supremacy.
Right.
Howard University.
What kind of cracker? I'm not going to name no names, but I got people go to Howard University. They got prestigious individuals there. Class A individuals there. I'm not going to name them. I can't because...
Hey, let me say one more thing.
Hold on. Don't train my thought. When I'm talking about somebody like Ray Fontway people, don't stop me. Wait till I finish. Then you can come in. That's part of protocol. Learn the fucking word protocol, everybody. It's called protocol. How are you going to be in some thing and you interrupt the people who trying to make sense to the people? Wait till we finish and then make your statement. Not that you ain't been vindicated. That's why I'm saying this, because you're on fire. Now, you're right. I'm going to just tell y'all, people are going to Howard University. They in Washington, D.C., y'all. He was in Washington, D.C. I've been to Howard University during the Million Man March. How many of y'all stayed in Howard University? None of y'all niggas on this line probably stayed there. They got some of the raggedy shit that you could ever see. Ever see. You wouldn't even believe the Charles Drew. I lived in the Charles Drew dormitory during the Million Man March. So I'm factual. Ain't nobody who went with me. They know that ain't nobody gonna call and say he lying, because they know I ain't lying. I don't have to lie. Now, Charles Drew in this, the whole shit is in the ghetto. It ain't even been Renaissance yet. And this nigga got to have, y'all got the nerve to bring a cracker KKK. KKK Joe Biden, who been with some of the most unbelievable Ku Klux Klan members in his era, and he was on their side, but you just forgot about that because India told you to forget. So they brought Kamala Harrison to do. Didn't Obama go on Time Magazine as Vishnu? Y'all forgot that. Y'all niggas got amnesia because you've been chemtrail like Brother West said. Now, Brother West, go ahead, make your point because I want you to understand.
Yeah, speaking of the weather, man, go back to President, what's his name, Lyndon Baines Johnson, his speech in the 60s, right after he killed Kennedy, and said, this government got the capability to control the weather. Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Thank you.
Okay, he told everybody back in the 60s.
Thank you. But now, I know what you're talking about. I ain't going to be on the same page. Just understand, I'm trying to tell you something, how you could be powerful. Now, he just gave you the, how come none of you niggas looked it up? Why Howard University know that? These are the most prestigious niggas on the planet. Howard. And you niggas don't know that. You niggas don't know. You Masonic demons don't know. Don't stop. I'm asking you one thing. When I'm talking, shut the hell up until I say go. You going to tell me that they don't know? How many on there? Since y'all want to be so open. I'm going to ask you one of y'all questions. See if y'all really, see, I'll put you on the hot seat. 6661, you don't think Howard University know that Biden hung with the Ku Klux Klan? Yes or no? That's all I need. Yes or no?
Yes.
6661. Okay. 8554.
Yes.
These, okay. And let me go, sister, all you niggas want to talk. 9927. Do these niggas know they don't know? That Biden, you think
yes,
these niggas
don't
know? Yeah. Okay. Wes, these niggas don't know?
Yeah, they should. Exactly.
Okay. Facts, man. See, I tell how to see the facts hurt y'all. See, I ain't here to play with y'all. The facts don't give a damn about how you feel. It's about the facts. That's why logic is the most powerful. That's why Spock. See, I watch Star Trek a lot. So I got all y'all. Y'all the only ones want to come on because the rest of these niggas scared because I'm going to fuck them up today playing with us today. See, all y'all been trained. Malcolm X going to...
That's
Mexico
why Stacey Abrams is on Star Trek.
Right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's why I'm going to say this. Now, I watch Star Trek. See, I want to go look. See, me and my homeboys up in the B-Low, we talk deep all the time. Why don't you go look up Gene Roddenberry, y'all, who believe y'all love these shows? You know, he had to have permission from his own mouth from the military to make Star Trek. Did y'all know that? Did y'all know that Gene Roddenberry had the permission? It came out of his mouth, not mine. So I'm trying to say this nigga crazy. No, Gene Roddenberry said it. He said the military was in all of Star Trek. They the ones who told him what he could not do and what he could not do.
Mm-hmm. Just like Ben Affleck met with the CIA to make his movies.
Right. So y'all going to tell me this don't exist. Now, y'all just, I'm going to show you how y'all going to get killed. She said locust. See, I'm going to use the Bible against you because the Bible is a great magic book. I don't even care. If you don't like the Bible, you was a dumb nigga to me. How you don't like the Bible? It took all of the magic languages and made them into one. And you don't like the Bible. Really, you dumb motherfucker. Now, let me tell you something. The Bible got all the languages. Told you who was who. Don't you look at the tree of the dictionary? If you go read a dictionary, go to etymology. It tells you every tree that the so-called languages came out of. The one tree they keep out of your mind, black people of the indigenous world, is your tree. See, that's the tree that Abraham Lincoln broke. See, that Morocco shit means, that Morocco shit was a traitor's treaty. It said that we would destroy the indigenous through Morocco. Y'all got to be dumb as hell. All you wearing feathers should burn them bitches, and that will make a statement. If you take your feathers out tonight at 12 tonight, you ain't going to do it, so fuck it. If you take your, let's do it when you should do it, at a high order. Take them feathers and burn them, because you have been a traitor to this country, a traitor. How can a man tell me he a Shriner and worship the black Kaaba stone, and slavery was invented there? How does that sound? Come on, y'all. I've got all y'all on the line today. All y'all so-called badass boys, y'all rappers and shit. We're gonna kill all. Let me tell you something. They're going to kill all the rappers soon. They're going to kill all y'all. Because you can only go so long faking like Martin Luther King did. That's why Martin Luther King was an angel.
Yeah, they calling all up, man.
They troll no.
Look at Eric Bishop. At Eric Bishop. Okay, that's Jamie Foxx. They killed Eric Bishop, man, because he knew too much shit. So now they done turned him to Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. His last name is Foxx. Foxx is 666. Foxx is 666. Look it up the numbers. Since y'all know numerology,
yeah,
so
he was making
Foxx
the movie.
Foxx is 666. Go ahead.
He was making the movie talking about they cloned Tyrone. That's what the movie was, man. They cloned Tyrone. That's the move that he was making, man, when they poisoned his ass. Isn't
it crazy? Ain't that great? I'm like, I see, that's why you should be loved. You should be loving yourself today because, see, knowledge is sex. Means that it can stimulate all of your neurons just by knowing. Even greater than sex. Some people don't understand that concept, but you will soon. You will soon. See, just to know, be in the know, will keep you alive. Just being in the know of how to deal with the money, even the person didn't go to college, you don't care about college if you're in the know. The smartest people in the world never even went to college. They went to the magic schools of Earth. You are becoming reprobated. And now it's my job to show you what the reprobates would get. Now, those of you who don't know what the reprobates mean, it's not my fault. By this time in your life, if you believe that the celebrities are your gods, you shall die by the gods. If you believe that reality TV is real, can you imagine people waking up in your ass every morning claiming this is your life? Could you actually think that you shitting? You don't see them shit, do you? You don't even see them really fucking. It's stage fucking. It's called pornography. It means that we made art out of sex. That's all it means. And you got the nerve to blame the white man for sex. You dumb niggas ought to be ashamed of yourself. Sex, go to the sex temple. I did shows this when I first came on. Because I said, ain't no way some white folks going to tell me this is how sex supposed to be. When I found out that niggas was fucking up, they were having orgies. All the nations of earth was having orgies. Go look it up. If you're that smart enough to do it. Even the children of God, Yahweh, had orgies. And you niggas coming up here.
And ML King and Jesse Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all want to play with us today. We ain't going to play with you today. Go on another show. Go on another fake-ass show and pretend like they tell you the truth. Go right ahead. See, facts don't play with you. The first word is fuck. It got two balls. Look at that first F when I say facts. Those of you in the craft know what it is. Yeah, I'm going to say this right now. We're about to get in the line. We're about to play with y'all today. I told you. We're getting close to the reality role. Y'all got money? Sure you do. You got land? Sure you do. Land and money is the only thing the so-called Yahweh God gave you. Ain't nothing in the Bible say he gave you eternal life. He said he gave you the first Old Testament. Don't go with that other new shit, because that new shit is a new world order. See, Jesus is the new world order. That's why they split the book up and gave you 30% of the Old Testament over the rest of the New Testament. Now, the New Testament is communism. God tell you what to do. You don't do it, he'll fuck you up. How about that? What is that, y'all? Tell me what that means to y'all. If you don't do what I fucking say, I'll fuck you up. That's the New Testament. Tell me that ain't true. That's facts. Come on. Play with us today.
Lori Lightfoot did it. Don't stay in the house or else.
Y'all want to play with me today? We're playing because the heat come on. See, the real heat. Miami got heat. I don't know what y'all talking about. All the gangsters here is in two states for the East Coast. No, it's the, remember, let me take that back. They're in three states. But I can't name, no, they're in four states. Yeah. Beantown, New York, Georgia. Where the rest of them at? Yeah, y'all figure out where the rest of them at on the East Coast. Now, I told y'all, we're not playing with you today because your whole health care, how would I look knowing that I'm in danger and you think you're not? Got to be crazy. If you think you going to exempt yourself, you ain't even a rich. Did y'all see how Jim Brown went down? Jim Brown was great. Great. I hope y'all looked at that. I'm going to go to Georgia. Right? He from Georgia, ain't he? Yeah, he from Georgia. Yeah, he from Georgia. You see when he came down that movie, since y'all brought the movie up, the place is still here. All the rain, all that the hotels and shit, they really ain't really made it rich. Black folks don't have nothing on the beach to this day. Facts matters on this program. They killed everything from Luke, Prince. Where's Rick Ross? Rick Ross in Atlanta because he's part of the agency. Look what I said. He's part of the agency. Ain't no nigga come out of the goddamn penitentiary as a security guard. Now he over everything in Atlanta. Okay. Y'all play that game if you want to. I ain't here to debate what they do. Y'all debate it. All I know is that everything on that beach, including Yahweh, until he put a hotel on Miami Beach called the Sun City, and he had all the world going there. I've seen it. Unbelievable. Until the high orders Because you got to look who owned Miami Beach. The movie told you this. In the movie, Miami Beach, the niggas could only go. Sam Cooke was the only nigga. Love him. He's dead. Sam Cooke. It's a sad thing how y'all can watch Sam Cooke go down to 10. Y'all love him. Y'all dying niggas. Stuff got taken out because he was about to make buku cash. He was going with the Haitians because his producer was Haitian. See, we don't care. See, as long as you identify, we with you. It's when you're an agent that the problem is. Now, Sam Cooke gets killed here in Miami, here after coming. He's a celebrity. He only wanted to go to the beach and hang with the big boys, like Sammy Davis Jr., who had to pledge that he was Jewish and of what order in Europe with Nelson Mandela. Him and Nelson Mandela was of the same order. But I'm not going to go there because I don't even think y'all even know about this stuff, really, because that would tell you the truth about who people are. Once you make them high order obligations, you think I'm going to give up my, for low, what they consider the low people on the end of the totem pole? The totem. Look what I'm listening to, the totem pole. You the low end. And you don't have a problem with the black people because you're about to get it. Malcolm X is going to eat you up in a little bit. You have a problem with this? Y'all the only people who got the nerve to be bringing other people on your agenda. Y'all don't just say black and the brown. And then who else? The brown and the yellow. When the brown and yellow came to your defense? I'm trying to figure. Somebody on this line, tell me when the Asian community had a rally for us to get reparations. Do you know any of them? They got reparations. They got reparations. They sure did. Go look it up. Go look it up. They got some form of it. And y'all got the nerve to tell me the Black Caucus, which Ray Fauntleroy, who been on this show, is a father to this program and all of our stations. His brother was part of the origination of the Congressional Black Caucus. If y'all could actually analytically and mathematically tell me what has conclusively happened to us, I would be glad to know. All you so-called intellectual mathematical individuals. What's the percentage of what benefits we got through numbers? Give me the numbers of what we benefit from these niggas. And I'll be glad to give all I got, like I did to the Yahweh's. All I got. Everything. A fucking full paycheck. Every fucking week. And you tell me, have you done that? No, you have not.
Paid them tithes, huh?
Yeah. They don't even pay tithes today. Niggas don't even pay tithes. Niggas just watch it on TV, on their phone, because the nigga preaches.
Exactly. After the pandemic, now everything was on Zoom. You're right.
They Zoom. They CEO agents. They getting paid through CEO agents. Now, I'm not going to play with you today. I ain't got time. Ain't no need to play. What you giving me? If I was white, I hate to say that, I'd be rich. So I got to go to the crackers to get me money. Ain't that a shame? Niggas won't give no money to nothing that they feel because, you know what? That's why we're in a predicament we're in. Y'all only want to give it to celebrities. That's why you're going to die. I'm giving you the facts. I'm going to prove I'm not lying right now. I'm not even going to worry about it. If I die, I'm going to be all right knowing that niggas paid the price for their foolishness. That's what I'm going to say. What niggas would go along with this? The man said, now listen to this shit here. I'm going to play everything these people said before I get to know them. They're going to condemn y'all no good-ass niggas out here.
And climate change, no borders, and highlight just how interdependent we are as one people sharing one planet. Over the past month or so, despite the ongoing crisis, I've been encouraged to see the growing calls for a green recovery. We need only look to the United Nations Secretary General, to the IMF, the EU, the Petersburg Climate Dialogue, the Canadian government, the COP26 universities network, and business leaders around the world to see this. And as we move from rescue to recovery, therefore, we have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play. Everything I have tried to do and urge over the past 50 years has been done with our children and grandchildren in mind. So I can only encourage us all to think big and act now.
That was Prince Charles, everybody, who just got coordinated, saying that we need to do everything we can.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's Prince Charles. Now y'all don't know what's going on now.
Yep. That was him. The motherfuckers just stole $33 trillion, man. Hey, bro, they just stole $31 trillion, man. They own 1/6 of the planet. $31 trillion, man.
This bitch said, he said, we gotta save the kids. I gotta get my grandkids, everything. I said, man, this is unbelievable. Now, I know y'all ain't heard that. I thank y'all. That's why I love y'all so much. Why I do this, because I do this out of spiritual endowment of my own soul. That I ain't that stupid to believe the bullshit that you claim my ancestors fought for. That's a shame that y'all could go along with this. Anyway, the man said he gonna just, if he had his way, he gonna kill everybody. He planned on killing everybody they can so he can keep it for his grandkids. Now, that means Marilyn Markle, the one who claims she black, she is half black. I mean, because y'all want to go with that. She's a stooge. She's been put in place for the destruction. When America dissolved, they're already here. They're putting themselves as U.S. citizens so they can get the bonds. Yeah, from your dumb asses. I'm like the Joker today. Y'all about to get the Joker. The Joker go win the NBA. I see the Joker from Denver. And what is Denver? They the gold miners. See, they trying to tell y'all something. Gold and silver. You dumb niggas don't
nugget.
Know what that means.
Nuggets.
I've been vindicated 1,000 times. I told people, you will never believe my mind. Never. You cannot tell me you got to be this dumb. After listening to all these shows y'all listen to, you ain't figured out that this is the Denver gold. All nations in America, every one of you would succeed in the next 4 years. Everyone. I'll be hoping to live. I say 2, just to play gambling. Y'all want to gamble. 2 years, your state will secede from this union because we already started. It's already started. That means that my state going to have a cash and carry. I don't have to go through what you go through in New York State to get a gun. I ain't got to worry about it because we in the Wild Wild West here. Anytime a Colombian, the Colombians proved to me since I've been here, you can kill. Why do you think we got 40 hours here in Miami? Every state, every show that's 40 hours, man, that's the killing fields. Y'all ain't get that yet. Every show that has a 48 hours in your city, you the killing fields. Just like the Bible say. Now, think about this one, everybody, before we about to blow you up today. I told you we're not playing with you today. There ain't no need to play. Mm-hmm. We about to play NBA at 3:30. Though you don't believe, okay. I ain't mad about you not believing. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to make me some money. I'd have got me some money out your behind tub most of you as a betting man because you said they wouldn't win again. You was wrong. Now, ain't need to play with y'all. Now, you got to be dumb. If Malcolm X can warn you, he's dead. You ain't listening to Malcolm. He's dead to you. That's why you don't listen. You don't know nothing about listening to the dead. If you did, we'd be in better shape. The dead is Anubis, the gatekeeper. All must die. You're going to die. Every one of you on this line will die eventually. Whether it's tomorrow, the next day, you don't even know. I don't know. Every day is Russian roulette. You don't want to bet. Every day is Russian roulette. You think you're going to wake up automatically? That's Russian roulette. You don't know. You have no idea if you fucking wake up. It's called life. Now, I'm about to fuck you up today. I can't play with y'all today. Let's take a little break before I go, because I got some shit for y'all. I told you, after I get to high noon, I'm not playing with y'all. Make you cry. We are back. We are back. Y'all ready for some more? We about to put it on y'all today. I told you, we ain't playing with this Sunday. We on the Helios. All y'all out there. We got more calls. Let me get some more calls in because y'all ain't playing with us today. I see y'all out here live. Let me get 3364. Everybody, we about to bring you in. 3364. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. 3364? Yes, sir.
Hold on. You already was in. Let me go to 7696. Go ahead. 7696. 7696. Okay. I'm going to go to 3318. I'm going to take you out. 7696. I'm going to take you out. So don't get mad at me. I gave you 3318. Bringing you in. 3318.
Real quick, man. Great show. I like that Charles shit you did there. Yeah, that was on the money. You said you got the wallet. I like that, man. You treat the tree of Maji, man. That's the only way you discover who they are. They got a writ somewhere.
That's
they got
right.
Some shit written down somewhere.
There you go.
This thing is mama's money, man. Them motherfuckers are crazy. So undercover, that's what I'm saying. You got to get Bug Mama's sister in line. You're doing good, man. Not a mar.
I want you to come on. Me, you got to do something. Call me. After show, but I'm go ahead. I'm give me time, of course. I want you to do what you. But you
last thing.
Keep going.
I like the language you bring because you try to tell motherfuckers, look, man, we got to find out what this is all about for real. We ain't fucking around. And that sex, yeah, that sex physical is top. But you're right. That knowledge of that motherfucking sex, that's the real sex. The knowledge of coming into, waking up, realizing shit. Now, don't make me try to be no scientist, but I'm out here on the bike. I'm listening to you, man. I'm trying to get it in. But I'm going to go on mute, but I'm telling you, you're on the mark when we go that direction. I don't care what motherfuckers are. Then there's no one simple road. That's we understand that.
Yeah, you call me.
When we come together, it has to be a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? We're looking at motherfucking yin-yang.
Yin-yang.
You can't leave it out the conversation.
No, can't leave it out. Hey, you gonna come on? We gonna do a show with my brother right here. We gonna set this up so that I got a new computer coming in, bro. We gonna do this thing right. We gonna get this
somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate your energy.
And I'm
gonna get back
on the bike, man.
You do the show right.
Ride that bike, cause that bike pumps that blood, y'all. Y'all better understand why. Hey, y'all know I ride the bike. Go ahead. All right, let's get some more calls in. We having much love to y'all today. I told y'all. It ain't the time. Let me just say this right quick before I go. When they do this thing, don't panic. They go act like it's supposed to happen. They gonna say, the money is we got to come up with a new something. They might cut it off. They want you to panic. Panic will make them do police state. Don't do it. Don't panic. Prepare, because then they gonna say, we gonna bring in something new. They gonna need 30 days. To liquidate. I'm not going to go on that right now. We're going to do a show on that with somebody. Yeah. When y'all ready to talk about that, we'll get together. But right now, we're going to take y'all call because y'all is hot today, and I'm going to get some more. Let me use my phone because, again, I told you, we got some technical difficulties, but we are making it happen. These cell phones, yeah, like I tell everybody, they little computers. Let me go to 5045. 5045, bringing you in. Go ahead. 5045, just brought you in. Well, if you don't answer, I'm assuming you on.
Hey,
okay, JC, you're here. Okay, I'm bringing you back. Hold on, I'm bringing you back. Don't go nowhere. I'm bringing you back. Go. It's on you.
Okay. Well, I just listened. I just turned in. So, continue. Put me back on mute.
No, just mute yourself. I'm giving you the power to stay with me. When you come on some thoughts, after you hear some more, just come back in. That's all. Mute yourself, and I'll bring you back. All right. Now, yeah, just mute yourself. Whatever you hit, just mute your phone for me. That's all you're going to do. Hold on. But I want you to stay with me. You might hear something and want to come back and say something that might help us. Now, all you out there listening. It's Malcolm X's birthday. I mean, I couldn't say it no better. That's why I got you on this line, because you said earlier that he died, Jim Brown died, the same time as those. Ain't that strange? Now, I ain't saying Jim Brown wasn't healthy. He was 87 years old. He did the prestigious life. I grew up listening to him, to my family, my father and them, and my, all the people we grew up listening to. He was great in their era. The era of Jim Brown people that's alive today, that he was y'all era. He was a legacy. He ain't an icon because he ain't trying to con you. He was a legacy. And about that being, about him being a legacy, he able to transcend to us through y'all. That's how we learned about Jim Brown. Now, I'm going to say some things about Jim Brown that came here from what I've seen. And he's loving Cleveland. Cleveland is very close to Buffalo. And people, and they got a lot of shit in Cleveland that people don't know. The Hall of Fame is in Ohio, NFL, and the Rock Hall of Fame is in Ohio. The Rock Hall of Fame is in Ohio. And then we got the Ohio players and the
Order
OJ.
Order of Cincinnati.
Yeah, the Order of Cincinnati is in Ohio. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Regina now, King was from Cincinnati. She directed that movie, too, by the way.
Oh, see, the Order of Cincinnati. Yeah, Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati got a lot of black people. We got family members. We used to go to the Cool. Those of you old enough to know, Cincinnati used to hold this festival called the Cool's Jazz Festival. We used to go with my family, because we had family there. In Cincinnati, the Ohio players put on the best show I've ever seen, and so did the OJs, but they did Ship Ahoy. That's when they was young. They did Ship Ahoy. They came out in slave clothing. Oh, man, but great show. Great show. Now,
hey, Drake.
Go ahead. Somebody.
Hey, Drake Bone.
Oh, we got another. You got on there with somebody
else.
Go ahead. Jump in. Cause
yeah,
I am
with you, man. I want to say that Jim Brown was also an activist. He loved the black people. He always wanted to help the black community, and he was a strong supporter of President Trump. Came to the White House with a hangout.
They sure did.
And so we should look at his legacy of always wanting to support the black community.
And transcend.
And, Yeah, he was. And also, I was talking to one of my sisters in from Buffalo today, and she was complaining, going to Tim Hortons to try to get her some black coffee, and the Indians could not understand how to make her coffee, something simple as that. And I brought to her attention that, you know, looking in Buffalo, when we grew up, we had a lot of black-owned businesses. And now we don't have that. And I told her, I said, you know, you can't blame the Republican Party because they're not in there. They're not bringing, because in India, they came from a third world country. And how they can own so many businesses in Buffalo, we have to understand that they had to get the money from our government. Our government bringing third world people to our country and the black communities, and we don't have any ownership anymore. So we have to pay attention to that.
That's a good point. Hold on. That's a good point for across the country. Now, I don't want black people to feel upset at anything about this, but if you think a group could come in from a refugee status, meaning that their countries were either blown up, screwed up, governmentally screwed up, or they under a war, anything that could cause that. Now, we're not naive to say the United States didn't cause some of these wars. We understand that. But the fact that they come here, even under the false pretense that they don't realize America is fucking them up, I mean, maybe they don't. And then they come here, they loyalists. It's a difference. Like my man told you earlier, who just saw the call, but he's riding the bike, listening. There's a difference between these words, loyalist, Tory. Y'all ain't looking at these words that y'all believe y'all into magic with. Loyalists mean they don't really got no affiliation. They just loyal to whoever helps them create their reality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you loyal to me like a bitch loyal, I'll be loyal to her if she was really loyal. Meaning that, and loyal don't mean that, oh, I don't fuck nobody. That don't got nothing to do with the shit. Are you loyal with my business? Are you trying to spend all my money on yourself? Are you loyal with this? Y'all think fucking is the only thing loyalty means. No, it does not. It means, are you loyal under good and bad circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
Replace that with an R. You got royal.
Right, you got royal. Thank you, man. That's why I love y'all. Now, this is not a joke for y'all. You don't know words. Just like Brother Eddie has been doing this for a long time with the numbers. Numbers and words are together. They can't really go against each other. They're the same words. Like, you put a word together in magic, it got the same number, numerical value of the magic. It's a magic word. So these words that y'all say do have meaning. I mean, I'm not dumb to that. But to think of it is sometimes we say it so complacently that don't make no sense. We can make up our own language, like Pig Latin. Yeah, I remember Pig Latin when we was growing up. We would drop this. What we used to drop, the G, whatever the fuck. We used to drop something in Pig Latin, and that was our code. There was different ways you could do things to create a new code. That's called, what's that called today, y'all? Coding. Y'all getting paid to be coding specialists and coding. It's all a changing of dynamics of words. So when I say a word, y'all should know that if the first three letters are the syllables, those syllables have syllables and syllabus means magic. Syllabus. What's a syllabus, y'all? Come on, man. This ain't nothing new. They put the syllabus on us, and then y'all fall for it, like green. Who don't like green? Weed is called green. Vegetables are called green. You take Draymond Green. That's why he able to do what he do. Because he's in Golden State. He's in a Money Green. He's in Golden State. When you're in a Golden State, you on the what? The Wizard of Oz, the Yellow Brick Road. You follow this road. Boom. Now, the shoes was just
Golden Gate
off.
Bridge.
Yeah, the shoes were just auctioned off. The ruby shoes that I told you, I read books. The ones that the original people named Frank Brahm, German, Ashkenaz, from Ukrainian area, writes this book called The Wizard of Oz. The shoes were silver. The shoes, I'm going to say it one more time. The shoes were silver.
It was silver. Wow.
Yeah. Look it up. Think if you think I'm lying. Why don't you bet me? That's why I say I should be rich, because people are scared to bet the real people for some reason. I don't understand. If I'm not dumb, why don't you bet me? See if I'm dumb. I like to have a dumb betting me. Because, you know, the dumb people who just look like, you know, they're geeky and shit, they say, oh, they're geeky. They don't know shit. Man, y'all about to be played big time, man. The geeks are about to kill y'all.
Shit has already happened. Look at Bill Gates.
that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It doesn't make sense how y'all think it.
The red on the silver. The red on the shoes. Yeah. The blood
Adam
on the shoes.
Adam Silver. Adam Silver. Look at Adam Silver for the NBA.
Oh, NBA commissioner. Oh.
Come on. Adam Silver. And I don't know what to tell y'all, because I'm not that bright. But I'm going to tell y'all this. If y'all ain't figured out what to do by now, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. You're going to eat your young. Let me get the next caller. 5215. Yeah, I don't know what this is about. 5215. Are you ready for the Helios? Let's hear you.
Hello. This is Chief Warhorn.
Oh, my God. I'm about to have a heart attack. We missed her last week. This was the most prolific woman that's been on our program. Thank you, Chief. You were at the bottom of the call. I said, let me go to the bottom before I start talking. And here you are.
No problem. I want to apologize to you and your audience for not being there last week, and I'm still having phone problems. They say all our satellites. I got in today to apologize.
I love you, and I'm glad you're apologizing, but you're a mother to this program. We just going to say thank you, Mommy, and we're going to keep it going. Keep it going.
Now, I want to say something because it's a hot topic.
Yeah.
I was like this kid at the door, please let me in. First of all, we have lost a great person. We're losing Jim Brown. As a kid in the 60s, he was part of the people of color who we could look up to who was out there. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
mm-hmm.
like the lady said, he was in the civil rights movement. And it says movement, meaning doing something. We got so many people talking about their civil rights, but they don't never say movement. So he was in the movement of making some changes and paid some sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And you all were talking mm-hmm. about these political parties. I don't know neither one that done anything for us but give mm-hmm. everything to every other country and leave mm-hmm. us here struggling. Right mm-hmm. now they want to cut your Social Security. That's not the Republicans, and I'm not on here to do no Democrat or Republican campaign. I'm on here to be out the people's campaign.
That's okay? Right.
So
that's right.
None of these suckers have been right to us. We got reclassification. Okay? They took our identity. Nobody stood up with us, Democrat or Republican, on that issue. Now we got gentrification. They're taking now reclassifying. Here you got a man who is an elected official talking about he's a Indian woman of color and you're trans.
What?
All right, how could you be all of that?
Oh, my God. Go ahead, keep going. I didn't know that one. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead.
We got these white men who think they slick. They made these laws, put us in daggone box themselves out. And as we begin to fight in the civil rights movement and the women's rights movement, and we done built up stuff over in those areas, the white man still got the power. Forget about Democrat, Republican. The white man still got the power to go change and flip the script. Now, he got more laws as a white man changing his gender and race than we have, and we born in this race with this.
Wow.
Race. Come on now.
Wow.
Let's wake up.
Wow. Go ahead. Keep going. Go ahead. Please talk to
but
us, please.
Nobody don't want to say that. You know, it's not politically correct to say that we getting a white man's coup d'etat pull on us. Right now, what we bickering over stupid stuff. On the internet, our people taking their time battling over stupid stuff. You're fixing to lose your gender rights. You done lost your racial rights. Now they finna take your gender rights. What we gonna do? What we gonna do?
Now, Chief, I'm gonna say this because you're a legacy. I'm gonna stop the way you're a legacy to us. You've been on this program. You've been on doing your thing way before I met you. It's a connection that we made each other, and that's a beautiful thing, and I love it.
This show called Dry Bones. People gotta understand what dry bones is about.
Yeah.
Can these bones live?
Can these bones live? Thank you, sister. Thank you. Go ahead, mother. Go ahead, mother, please. Yeah, go ahead, please.
I like coming on Dry Bones Show. The title itself say that the host know what he's talking about. He out there trying to talk to dry bones. Can they live? But the problem is this, brother, is the bones going to start listening to the ones that's really talking?
That's it.
Because we
can
talk all day, but if they don't start to organize it and formulate it, that whole house of Israel still going to be laying dry bones?
No, but that's in the scripture. It says, they will put muscle sinews on you. Y'all got to look at the whole prophecy of the dry. It start with bones, but then muscle sinews. And then it start becoming a living organism till it becomes, it's in Ezekiel, y'all. It tells you. It starts as bones, but because of what the voice creates the energy, and your voice is one of them voices. Let me ask some questions.
They say the bones begin to rattle. They say the bones begin to rattle.
Rattle.
Okay.
Rattle. There you go.
The bones begin to rattle. They make a noise. And they begin to connect.
Ain't that Native American history?
Shake
of the bones.
And it said the head bone connects to the neck bone.
Bone.
And
there
the neck bone connects to the shoulder bone. Shoulder bone connects to the back bone. And the backbone, you know the story. And we got to connect, man.
We got
to
connect.
Know what part of the body you are.
That's right. That's right. I'm with you, honey, 100%. Now, I need you to talk to the people because you are like a legacy for this movement because of the Native American indigenous perspective that seems to be totally, totally cut off on purpose, like almost like the cherry tree being cut off. It's like, if I cut off the indigenous people's history and let nobody talk about it, that would be the greatest coup d'etat in history.